HubZero.org, a platform for scientific collaboration.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the afternoon session on Science Gateways. This is going to be, for the most part, a lightning talk sort of session, so 15-minute talks with an additional 5 minutes of reflection from the presenters on what was particularly challenging about developing their gateway, what additional types of support might be useful, and that sort of thing. So I'll be sitting for the presenters in the audience. I'll be right up here, sort of in the front, and I'll give you 3 minutes and then 1 minute, and I'm going to try to keep the time pretty strictly since we have a lot of great talks to feature. I'll also ask the speakers to introduce themselves just very briefly. And with that, I think we're ready to go with our first speaker, who I will introduce since I have his name right here. Mark Robertson from Tennessee Tech is going to talk to us about the Upper Cumberland Rural STEM Initiative and the HubZero work with that.
Okay. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everyone had a great lunch. So I'm going to start off with something that's probably a little bit different from everything else that we've talked about these past couple days and we're going to be experiencing for the rest of the talks this afternoon. Because what we're dealing with in the Upper Cumberland Rural STEM Initiative is less scientific tools, and we're more using HubZero for the collaboration and resource sharing than anything else. I've talked to several people over these past couple days who are quite interested in using it in this kind of environment. So it'll be a little bit different from what some of the other hubs are doing. So I've come up, my name is Mark Robinson. I've come from Tennessee Technological University in Middle Tennessee, and I represent the Oakley STEM Center, one of the departments on campus, and the Upper Cumberland Rural STEM Initiative. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit. We have our own little hub we've set up over the summer, and it's really only just started taking off. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about us setting up that hub, what we're using it for, and some of the things that we're looking about doing in the future. So just to give you a little perspective as to where we're talking about, since it is Tennessee, we are right here, Tennessee Tech University. And the Upper Cumberland is this area. And as you can see, it's pretty low in population density. There's not that much going on there. So the Oakley STEM Center is kind of a center for STEM collaboration throughout the Upper Cumberland, for teachers in schools throughout the Upper Cumberland. So in 2009, the federal government announced a program called Race to the Top, which was designed to distribute money to state governments throughout the United States that felt like they felt like needed some help on their STEM education efforts. In 2010, two states were awarded the first round of grants. Those would be Tennessee and Delaware. So Tennessee created the First to the Top program, which helps us to distribute these funds to what we consider to be deserving projects throughout Tennessee. And one of those projects is the Tennessee STEM Innovation Network, of which a member is the Upper Cumberland Rural STEM Initiative. So there's this whole different layering of funding going on here. We were given a $1.5 million grant, to a third of which went to the Oakley STEM Center to develop infrastructure, to develop as kind of a hub, and hub in the traditional sense, not in the HubZero sense, of collaboration throughout the region. And then the other two-thirds went to the local school system to buy, again, infrastructure, but to buy STEM equipment, computers, lab equipment, and that kind of thing. So our goal that we were given, this is a quote from the sort of paper that was presented to us, is to create a hub to coordinate teachers throughout the Upper Cumberland so they can share resources, so they can collaborate on different efforts that they're doing, so they can share how they're teaching certain topics, generally to create an online collaboration space for teachers in our area. And not only teachers, but professors in local university, professionals throughout the Upper Cumberland area, anyone that might have something interesting to say and to contribute to the effort to educate the students around the Upper Cumberland. So our kind of, when we were envisioning what could go on with our platform that we developed, our kind of ideal scenario was that teachers, if they had a problem with something that they were trying to teach, would have an online location to go to kind of get some resources from other people that have been in that situation before, that maybe they need a jumping off point, or maybe an entire lesson plan or something like that. If they didn't have something like that, we wanted somewhere where they could go and ask other teachers and professors and professionals in the community. If nobody already has something set up for them, maybe someone else has had a similar problem. Maybe they can get some information from somebody else. And finally, we wanted somewhere where they could collaborate together to create something if something didn't already exist. So my director at the STEM Center had been to a conference previously where the ClearHub people were in attendance, and she had been greatly impressed with the Hub Zero platform. And Hub Zero fit our needs in many ways. It has all of these collaboration and resource tools, the resource sharing, the collaboration, but it also, the grouping of people together, but it also has two key things that we really were looking for. One, it's fast to set up, and two, it didn't cost us very much money. This was incredibly important. We only have a 2-year grant, and so we had to get things up and running fast. So, taking a look, this is our hub page. You're more than welcome to go and visit it at ucrsi.org. But as you can see, it's pretty standard. We've just done some sort of cosmetic changes to the front of the page here. But you still see the banner, you still see the menu, you still see basically the same things that you would normally see. But we're also using this to kind of push out knowledge to the community, as well as just having the community collaborate on the site. So this is what we are and what we're doing. I wanted to talk a little bit about how long it took us to get started and what some, I know the reflection time afterwards is to talk about challenges, but really the challenges that we faced, not in a technical sense, because in a technical sense it wasn't that difficult to set the hub up and to get it running, but from a non-technical perspective. So our timeline for implementation in real time, as you can see, this is kind of misleading because you have last year here, and then here we are down here, and that's a whole year's worth of time. But in reality, it only took us a couple of months to really get things going. Over here, we were just playing around, really, just seeing if we wanted to use this or not. And this couple of months also includes managerial meetings. It includes people coming into the hub, teachers throughout the community, and giving us feedback and telling us what they liked, what they didn't like. So really, the time it took to implement was very low, and it was relatively simple to go on there and find what we needed to change and to change it. The challenges came when it came to non-technical areas, the main one of which is adoption. As anyone who has ever tried to start a new online platform knows, getting people to care is the hard part. Why should they go on it? Why should they use it? What's different? We adopted what is basically a three-phase adoption plan. What we did is we required them to care, essentially. In the beginning, we just had a phase one adoption where we have a couple of users from the community, 20 in to begin with, and then more trickled in, of teachers around the community, the kind of people that would be using our hub, and getting them to poke around, tinker with it, register, contribute some test resources, and see what they thought of the site, give us some feedback, and this actually proved invaluable as we were developing things. And then we started phase two. You can see these jumps here where we just suddenly have more users. That's because we already have at the STEM Center an established way to train users in the community on STEM-related topics. 3 times a year, and sometimes 4 if we have need of it, we bring in groups of teachers to our department and have a day's worth of training on equipment, the facility, experiments, things they might want to do. And we just added the hub to that training. So now it's part of it. They register for the hub. So it really helped us that we already had this kind of infrastructure in place to bring teachers in from the community and train them on things anyway. And now we're in our kind of growing method. We're still bringing in bulk groups of users as we train more and more of them. But we're in this kind of growing phase where it's really spreading via word of mouth. Teachers are talking to other teachers. They're finding that they really like what we're doing, and they're coming on and registering themselves. One thing that's happened is school systems have approached us and asked if they could register all of their teachers en masse to the system. That just happened about last week, basically. So it is not reflected in this graph here because I made the graph and then they asked. So that will be happening very soon, and we'll have this huge jump in our user base because everyone seems to be quite excited in the area about what we're trying to do. Other things, user expectations. This was a big one for us because we would have users, the test users, came onto the site and said, you know, they would go to things and say, this doesn't work the way I think it should work. As people have talked about previously on the past couple of days, you know, they go and they click on something and they expect it to be one thing and it's something completely different. So some quotes from some of our test users, I just stumbled on the knowledge base and would never have guessed that this contained info on using the website. I expected this to find STEM-related literature because this is a site to disseminate STEM information and STEM resources. They see knowledge base, that's what they think. So we just renamed knowledge base, essentially. We adapted what we were doing so that it would fit the user expectation. Questions and answers seem like it should be for teaching questions, but the comment, can't find an answer to the knowledge base or by search, click in questions and answers, ask here, implies that it should relate to website questions rather than teaching questions. Now, when I was in one of the breakout sessions the other day, it was mentioned that ideally, questions and answers might, in fact, apply to questions about the content of the hub, what the hub is about, rather than the website itself. So, guys, it is working that way. And so we just left it that way. We said, fine, questions and answers will be about the site. So either adapting to our user expectations or modifying what their expectations are by changing the site so that they won't have the initial expectation that was incorrect. Our other non-technical challenge is ease of entry. Unlike many of the other hubs, which are catering primarily to scientists, to engineers, to faculty members at universities, that is not our user base. Our user base are teachers in primary and secondary schools in a relatively rural environment. And so they're, for the most part, not as technologically adept as some of the users that might be coming in to the hubs. And they come onto the site and they are just completely overwhelmed. They look at the hub front page and they go, I have no idea what I need to be doing here. There's so many things I can click on. There's so many options for me to go to. You know, if I create a group, there's so many different things that I can customize in it. What do I do? So to kind of ease their way in, we did a couple of things. Of course, we added a very easy quick start area on the front page right next to the banner. Many hubs have done this that I've looked at, and it was a simple addition. And it gives us a page they can go to and just know, you know, step by step how they sign up, how they join a group, how they do this, how they do that. And while this information is already available on the hubs, some of it are not really together in the same area. You kind of have to dig around sometimes for a little bit of it. So this gave them to them all in one concise place. We reduced the number of features enabled in general, just took some stuff out. For example, in the groups, there are many different ways that you can communicate inside a group. You can use a discussion board, you can create a wiki page, you can send direct messages, you can create a blog post, and they would go and say, which of these should I use? I don't understand the difference between all these. This could partially be addressed in user training. But we wanted this to be as easy for new teachers who just heard about it by word of mouth to just jump on the site and start using it to share resources, to talk to each other. So we disabled a lot of that stuff by default. Discussion boards is the only thing that they can use right now on the groups. Things will change over time, but that's how it is for now. We also create some pre-made groups. This is not something we've heavily invested into yet, but it's something that we're intending on doing once. Well, of course, we were really waiting on the new release that came out here at the conference before we did anything major. So groups that have natural places for these teachers to go. Maybe we have a sixth grade biology group. Maybe we have a DeKalb County Schools group, to use an example. And so rather than the teachers going onto this website and registering and ending up in a sea of content and users with nowhere to turn to, nothing to belong to, they're already part of an established community on the hubs, a group that pertains directly to them, and they have a group of other users that maybe already have very similar interests to them. And it gives them somewhere to initially belong when they come onto the hub. So, we are new. Our hub has only been up and running for about a month, really, at this point. But we wanted to come up here and maybe give a non-heavy scientific, non-uh, university-centered approach, and there are non-universities doing this topic, but I think we're gonna get there. We're working on things right now. Resource contribution is low, as might be expected when something first comes out. But it is increasing. As teachers, we get feedback saying, this is very valuable. We love what you're doing here. We think this is a great idea. And as people start to contribute, then more people contribute. It's about reaching that critical mass that any new web platform has to reach. Our user growth is steady. And as we get whole school systems joining us, then surges occur, and then we get more people contributing resources, and it just snowballs from there. And we have some groups that have frequent activity going on, but so, for example, that we have we're also adding new faculty members to the site so they can communicate with the teachers. We're starting to add professionals in the community. One of the faculty members is using the hub as their primary communication method with teachers to do professional development with them. There is an already established STEM teachers group in the Upper Cumberland, which have started to transfer some of their content over to our hub. So the groups, the system is starting to be used more and more. All the feedback we're getting from the community is very positive. And we're really excited to see where it goes. We're happy that we could find the Hub Zero platform. I've heard a lot of great things all over these past couple days to help us and to give us some ideas and to improve what we're doing. So we're looking forward to the future and to see where things will go from here. So thank you.